Has anyone here ever seen someone on a freeway entrance with a cardboard sign? All of us here, if you drive at least, you have to decide what you're going to do about them by now. I think in the large part, it's kind of a racket. It's well governed. It's almost like, you know, kind of like a little club, and it's enforced who gets to be at what entrances and so on, and they actually do pretty well. You know, you aren't really helping the person. And I know there's exceptions to that, but I understand that that's kind of how it all works. So I don't give anything to them. I take my resources, my time, and so on, and try to help more at the system level. So I'm going to support the organizations that are helping people with the food, with the job, rather than handing out to the people on the corners. Now, that's a short thing, and it's obviously a little bit more complicated than that, but that's what I do. What do you do?
Usually when I'm in my car, the first thing that I do is try to make eye contact and smile, or otherwise kind of take interest in the person and hopefully humanize their situation.
I haven't really decided yet how I feel, but the one thing I do know that I need to do is look through the window and make eye contact, because it's just like the establishing of the fact that I recognize that this is a human person with a story standing on the corner. So the eye contact to me is important, just to share that moment. And then depending on how they respond to it, if they smile, I smile. If they don't, sometimes I don't. But that's where I'm at right now. I'm not sure what comes next.
So the way that we've chosen to help folks who we see holding those cardboard signs is to have a stash of granola bars in our glove compartment. And so we hand those out with the sense that if someone's hungry, that can address that need fairly immediately.
Welcome to this Jacob's Well podcast. I'm Melissa Locke.
And I'm Chris Tripolino.
I'm Paul Rosenwinkel.
We're talking about humanizing, and we think that has a lot to do with this messy little thing called compassion. And knowing at any given moment what does compassion look like in this situation is really tricky. And one specific situation that we thought was interesting that we all run into if we're ever in South Minneapolis are the folks that have the cardboard signs at the freeway entrance ramps. And so we, as you heard, brought that up on Sunday and got a lot of great stuff.
So, yeah, there were lots of different kinds of responses that we got on the communication cards, different ways that people have kind of committed to addressing the reality of experiencing these folks who are holding cardboard signs on the on-ramps to the freeway. You heard Greg's response to that, which I think is very thoughtful, and I think it helps us to see what one response might be. And Greg doesn't, you know, he doesn't hold that as a standard that we should all engage in, or, you know, whatever, like that his approach is the right one. But it starts the conversation. The one thing that specifically what he said on Sunday didn't do was address what a compassionate response for that individual might be. So I think that there are lots of different responses that, probably that we need to have throughout sort of the arms and legs of a community. But I think that there is an important element to trying to think both about the systemic needs, the systemic, you know, sort of shortcomings, injustices, and all of that, as well as what it is that our role is for engaging an individual and what a compassionate response looks like there too. And maybe not even just what that compassionate response looks like for that system or for that individual, but also what is needed for us, because this is a process. This giving of compassion is a process that not only humanizes those individuals, but also has the potential to bring humanity into focus for us.
I was impressed with Greg's honesty and willingness to, you know, to put out his own reaction and to say, I'm not done yet. I wanna hear what other people do, and I'm not gonna settle on this. And I was really impressed, I think we all were, with the honest things people wrote on their cards, and thoughtful. But check this honest one out.
And then as I drive away, I take personal comfort in the fact that I don't carry cash on me very often and kind of shrug like, oh, there's nothing I can do.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's like totally honest there. And I think we can all relate to feeling a little bit of that, like, I just got off the hook, you know?
Yes.
This isn't my job.
A lot of varieties of that we do.
Yeah. And so that, I mean, that touches on those questions that Greg encouraged us to engage on Sunday. You know, like in a lot of ways, it feels like we do that thing of discharging our discomfort, you know, that we try to sort of escape rather than embracing those hard realities and within us and kind of around us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of those other questions was, am I honoring boundaries, which is a healthy thing, or is it really more about barriers that I'm choosing to hide behind? And then another sort of game we play, I think, is really pushing toward improvement. Like, am I making the situation better? And if not, it's not worth it or whatever. But that's one of those other things that we got to kind of check ourselves on. And then probably the key question here for us to be asking, what is my role? It's just such a hugely important question for so many areas of life, but this is one that that feels like a really important moment to be asking that question.
Yeah, and we all have to answer it for ourselves. We can't really answer it for each other. Like, what is the most human thing in this situation? So that reminds me of another response that we got from someone who lives right off the highway. It says, I drive past, walk past signers at my corner daily. I simply cannot always give. But my proximity to the corner has given me a perspective of knowing them. I will always acknowledge them, and I trust that they understand how my role is distinct from random people coming off the exit. So I just love hearing about even that word role in there, that there's this mutual humanity that I hear in that, and a consideration of, you know, we are people, human beings who live here together, and even though I can't fix the situation, I can still have a compassionate response that connects me as one human being to this other human being, and that helped me come to a different place of thinking about this interaction as I often go past that same spot on the road.
Yeah. I think it's really good to look at our role and consider what should I do in this situation. But I want to make sure that we don't get stuck in the idea of this is the thing I always do, and that frees you from any other further responsibility.
Yeah,
sure. You don't want to get stuck in that idea of, oh, I always ignore these people who have signs, or I always just give out a granola bar. And that's an important thing to do. That's really good to meet people's basic needs. But we also don't want that to be the limit. We don't want that to be the end of your thought pattern. Maybe there's some other role that I'm being called into. That's, I think, always the struggle that we want to look forward to, is where can I grow in this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And maybe the needs or the realities shift, you know, and we have to, you know, we find ourselves needing to make a different response, either for our own realities or for kind of the realities that we find ourselves placed in.
Yeah, and it's okay to honor your own needs.
Mm-hmm.
If you could say, I can't handle this right now, or I can't do this, that's okay.
Yep.
And just to try and focus on growing towards that, growing into that more.
So the challenge and discomfort that so many of us feel when we see people holding the cardboard signs is not limited to when we see people holding cardboard signs. It's an experience that we share, so it seemed like a good case study. But boy, in our own homes and all around us, we are all facing really tough questions about how do I be compassionate? And it makes us uncomfortable. And I think a great takeaway from this is, if you feel some discomfort, That's right on. And you're can human. You can you embrace your humanity like yeah. that? And know that in doing that, you're also embracing the humanity of everyone around you. And we all become a little more human together.
Yeah.
We're going to keep talking about this because the challenges of compassion can be overwhelming.